Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gary Wolfel of the Racine Journal-Times and our basketball insider here on The Fan joins us now on the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show. Gary, what else can you say about this? Right when you, right when I send out the tweet thinking that this game is over when you're down 20 and Karl Anthony Towns hits his 4-3 of the game, the defensive intensity just came alive instantly.
Twilight zone for basketball. Tonight's game would have been it. It was one weird game.
Sure was.
And, to be honest with you, it was like a microcosm of their season. I mean, in the first half, they were absolutely abysmal. The second half, they were exceptional for the most part. And that's where their season has been, you know? So it really shouldn't come as a surprise to anybody that's followed this team.
Yeah, they continually make you just scratch your head and wonder, where does this go at times? Because tonight it was, for a few minutes of the game, you were looking around trying to figure out who was on the floor and who was wearing the Bucks jerseys. And then, like you said, the team just kind of wakes up or they rip open the regular Clark Kent suit and in comes Superman and Eric Bledsoe just kind of took over there in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, Eric Bledsoe was absolutely outstanding down the stretch. And you know what? The Bucks have been searching for a closer for a long, long time, and they may have found it in him. I mean, he not only made a couple clutch baskets in the final minutes, he made a great pass to Giannis. I don't know if you saw that, but late in the game, he spotted Giannis underneath and threaded a beautiful pass to him. So, he definitely came to play down the stretch.
And both of those guys just finding each other, they seem to really have gotten some chemistry really quickly, and we touched on it right away when Bledsoe came over. But those two have been able to find each other pretty regularly, and tonight was no exception with the three that Bledsoe hits to finally give the Bucks their first lead at 225.
Yeah, and you always heard the phrase, you know, fans are fickle.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight the fans were fickle. I mean, the first half, there were courses of booze directed towards Jason Kidd.
I can only imagine.
And for him to say that he didn't hear any of those boos is just, you know, nonsense. I mean, I talked to several players, and they said they definitely heard the boos. And, John Henson goes, hey, if I was a fan, I would have booed too. We were awful, you know? And Thon Maker said the same thing. I mean, they accepted it. And I said to Thon, I said, do you kind of understand the Bucks or the fans' frustrations with this team? And he goes, absolutely. He said, if I was a fan, I would have done the same thing as well. So at least they get it, you know,
that mm-hmm.
the fans are emotional, just like anybody else.
Well, and it almost brings you a feeling that this locker room is pretty mature to be able to see that, wouldn't you say, Gary?
Yeah, for the most part it is, you know. I mean, they're not a young team. We don't want to go down that road again like the other night.
No, I'm trying to sleep in a few hours.
Yeah, I mean, this is a veteran team. They've been around the block. They've experienced things like this. And I think the most surprising thing to me was how the Timberwolves unraveled, you know, in the fourth quarter. And you certainly knew coming in that they would be tired after playing an overtime game
mm-hmm.
last night. And one of the things the Bucks did, I was told, was, and if you watch the game, it was pretty apparent, they double-teamed Jimmy Butler big time down the stretch.
Yep.
Anytime Jimmy Butler got the ball, they threw another guy at him and made him, you know, throw it to another player. And they said, okay, if we're going to lose this team, it's not going to be because of Jimmy Butler.
Well, and that makes sense, too, because Gary, when I was watching the game, I was seeing Andrew Wiggins and Karl Anthony Towns both early in the third quarter had both hit four threes, and they had taken more threes than the Bucks had even attempted as a whole team. But that did seem to be a little bit more of the defensive philosophy was, we'll allow these guys to beat us outside, but we want to be able to make sure that Jimmy isn't the one to knock us off tonight.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of guys played well, obviously, in the second half, but the guy I thought that was really good that nobody's going to talk about is John Henson, who, by the way,
absolutely
celebrated his 27th birthday today, and I asked him what his coolest present was.
And he said a ham and cheeseburger for Major Goolsby's?
No, a little nicer. It was Gucci flip-flops.
Okay, all right.
There you go.
Not I don't know if those are that's going to be in your or my wardrobe anytime soon, but they sound good.
No. He got it from his lady, he said, so that was pretty impressive.
Well, that's what I like to hear, John keeping it real with everybody, and that's one guy that whenever you have the opportunity to sit down and talk to him like you do on a daily basis, you know John Henson, one, brings the intensity to work every day, and he's gonna be straight up and honest with you all the time. And Gary, in the sense of the locker room, what is it going into tomorrow night's game? You mentioned it. Minnesota was coming off a tough back-to-back. They had a win last night in overtime, and now you get a hard-fought win where you had to go for 48 minutes, and it was just enough. So you're playing a tough, tough opponent tomorrow night in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a litmus test for them. I mean, yes, it was a nice win, but it really means nothing if they go into Oklahoma City tomorrow night and get blown out, you know? So they're going to have to regroup real quickly and bring their A game, because Oklahoma City is tough to beat, you know, on their home floor.
And they've really seemed to find it here lately, Gary. Gary, thanks for the time, man, and for the last couple of nights. You'll be back with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer tomorrow night in this chair after the game.
So he's coming out of retirement?
He is out of retirement. He is. It was one of those situations like when Brett Favre didn't file his retirement papers. I think that was the issue. That's why the fan still has Steve Sparky Pfeiffer's retirement rights.
He's going to tweet out, "I'm back."
Just maybe him. Maybe him and Kay will walk off the jet like Deanna and Brett did.
There you go.
Take it easy, man. Thank you, and happy New Year.
Oh, likewise. Thank you.
Absolutely, Gary Wolfel, the Racine Journal Times Wolfel Press Box. And right here on the Fan, our Milwaukee basketball insider, Anthony, joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Great Midwest Bank, committed to personalized common sense lending since 1935. When you're in the market to buy, build, renovate, or refinance, discover the benefits of simply local banking. Visit greatmidwestbank.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.